It is the building which holds countless memories. The home to decades of sports and entertainment action. Seats which have held millions of fans over the past 32 years. Mall of America Field will host the final Vikings game and the last ever event on Sunday when they play host to the Detroit Lions in the 2013 season finale, which will make Sunday a hard day to say goodbye.
It was where I learned that to play in front of a huge crowd, having a crowd of over 60, 70,000 capacity, it's such wonderful memories because playing there and just knowing that we had an advantage from the crowd to playing on the field that was our home field.
You know, that building has been an awesome place. You know, I had three seasons in there and, you know, a lot of good memories in there. It's been an incredible atmosphere. Definitely my favorite atmosphere in terms of football games.
I go back to, of course, the games, some great games here. I'm going back to the people. Some of the times when we beat the Packers in some tough situations or some other conference rivals, Chicago Bears. I mean, just some great memories. Again, the fans outside. There's going to be a lot there.
I have a lot of great memories, a lot of big games in that dome. And it's kind of, there's a sense of where you kind of cut your teeth. I was drafted in 85 and coming there and play. And I remember when they used to use chalk, you know, for the lines and in the end zones. And, you know, now all of a sudden it's not going to be there anymore. And you don't have that point of reference to point to. And it's a bit of a sad, but, you know, you always have to look forward to the new.
While the stadium has been home to many thrilling moments in the team's history, one of the lasting memories for coaches, players, and fans was the distinct home field advantage the building brought. The noise and the atmosphere was second to none and will be something no one will ever forget.
I mean, I had a lot of great memories, a lot of great memories. And, I mean, it's a lot. It makes the hair raise up on my arms just thinking about it. You know, just, you know, I never played in a game here in seven seasons that wasn't sold out. You know, and that means something. That means you got a lot of tradition. That means, you know, people expect to be good and they love football. So, you know, that in itself, coming from a state like Florida where sports is huge, but getting here, Minnesota Vikings is the biggest thing around here. And then, and the fans showed it by how they came out and how crazy they were every game. So, you know, that in itself, it always had me anxious to play at home.
It was wonderful to come here and play, and when we had some really great teams that the crowd got going and that place would start rumbling and people were going nuts, it's a great memory to have, and I'm always going to cherish it.
The fans just made that place rock to where we knew that they were behind us all the time. And so to see how it has evolved.
The stuff that I remember the most is how loud it got in there. You know, in 1998, you know, we go 15-1, and it was, you know, people today talk about the Seahawks stadium being the loudest or the Chiefs back and, you know, being one of the loudest stadiums. But we were the loudest stadium, and our fans were the absolute best and still are. But so loud, and no one could come in, and we had such an advantage.
I mean, the fans were just, they were great all those years. I mean, as loud as they could be in that building, listen to the fans when you run out on that field.
So many great memories for me. Obviously, just an enormous home field advantage. Our crowd is just amazing. You know, always so loud, so proud of the team.
I remember that horn, that Viking horn. When you hear that horn, it sends chills through your body. And so I look forward to coming out there this morning and that horn and that, you know, the Viking man come across on that jet ski. Hey, that was the, you know, a great experience, you know, and loud, very, very loud.
You know, we had an unfair advantage, I believe. You know, they're doing all the different noise, you know, measuring things around all these stadiums now. There's no way that the Dome would not have been the loudest place to play. And we always used it to our advantage. The fans really pushed us and motivated us, and a really special place for me.
Sunday afternoon will be the official end of an era, a place where generations of families watched football. A building that has seen 32 years of Vikings football will have its final hurrah in a long and storied history. The excitement for what lies ahead in the future will take a back seat on Sunday, as a stadium that has been home to so many memories will give us one final moment.